USA Radio News.
Today in Manhattan, Harvey Weinstein was arraigned on rape and sexual assault charges. He will post the $1 million bail and wear an electronic monitor. He will also lose his passport as he is a flight risk. Benjamin Braffman is a man representing Weinstein.
Mr. Weinstein will enter a plea of not guilty. We intend to move very quickly to dismiss these charges. We believe that they are constitutionally flawed. We believe that they are not factually supported.
Is the summit with North Korea on or off? President Trump spoke earlier today outside the White House.
We're going to see what happens. We're talking to them now. It was a very nice statement they put out. We'll see what happens. No, we'll see what happens. It could even be the 12th. We're talking to them now. They very much want to do it. We'd like to do it. We're going to see what happens.
This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
President Trump delivers a commencement address at the U.S. Naval Academy, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
On a brilliantly sunny morning, the president addresses 1,042 midshipmen along with their family members and guests at the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis, Maryland.
The class of 2018 has shown its mettle and it's proved its might. You have earned your place in that ancient league of sailors and shipmates. Captains and commanders, warriors and Marines.
President Trump also saying the U.S. is respected again around the globe, and he called the U.S. military the most powerful and righteous force in the world.
Gas prices are expected to keep climbing even for that busy Memorial Day week, and well, here are a few things you can do to keep your fuel spending in check. Number one, AAA says you should avoid getting gas on the weekend. Also, paying cash, not credit, is a good idea if you're able to, and also slowing down to improve gas mileage. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As many people get ready to graduate college or high school, you start to wonder, what can you do to have an impact on the world? What are some things you need to know? Jennifer Dulski has a new book out titled Purposeful, where she talks about how everyday people can lead huge movements.
So I have been really fortunate in my career to get this front row seat to watching everyday people ignite extraordinary change in starting these movements. And what I've found is that the steps are always the same, whether you're trying to change something in your neighborhood or in your workplace or in the world. And the first step is just to get started. It is taking that first small action. So I sometimes liken it to a standing ovation. It's the person who's brave enough to stand up in that audience and say, I really liked this, and clap loudly, hoping that other people will join them.
Dulski also talks about the difference between a manager and a movement starter.
So if you think about managers, those are the people who, they do the best with what they're given. They say, you know, we're doing everything we can. Whereas movement starters, on the other hand, are those that push the boundaries to try to make the world better. They say, there must be more that we can do.
Dulski also said, inevitably, when you start a movement, you're going to have folks that will attack you. She said, if they attack you personally, you should let it go. But if they attack you with criticisms that may help your movement, you should actually listen to them and consider them, perhaps. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.